Have you ever imagined yourself as, I don't know, a kind of maestro, conducting not just musicians, but an entire environment? Think about it. Lights responding to your gestures, sounds changing with how the audience moves, visuals shifting in real time, all interconnected, reacting, seamlessly. Or maybe creating an art installation that doesn't just sit there, one that kind of breathes, learns, and changes based on who's interacting with it. It's a fascinating idea, right? Before we dive into that amazing world, just want to mention that this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of hosting innovative software like the very thing we're discussing today, and they support your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so today we are taking a deep dive into something called OssiScore. It's described as an interactive sequencer specifically for the intermediate arts. We've got some great source material here from GitHub and Ossia.io, and our mission really is to unpack this powerful tool. We want to understand not just what it is, but why it seems to be such a game changer for artists, developers, creators. And maybe most importantly, how someone new to all this, someone just starting with interactive art, can actually get started with it without feeling, totally overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a really interesting piece of software. What's quite fascinating is how OssiScore manages to bridge so many traditionally separate creative areas, different technical protocols, different artistic disciplines. It brings them into one coherent designed for both, like precision control and imaginative freedom.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit then.
Yeah.
The sources call OssiScore a free, open source, cross-platform, intermedia sequencer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? And honestly, for someone just dipping their toes into interactive arts, that might sound pretty intimidating. So let's start right at the beginning. What exactly does intermedia sequencer mean for someone who's maybe just curious about getting started?
That's a great question. And it's really key to understanding what OssiScore is all about. Let's break it down. So when we talk about intermedia, we mean combining different types of media. Traditionally, an artist might work just with sound or just video or lighting, perhaps physical devices, often separately. Intermedia means bringing all of these together, sound, video, light, graphics, even sensor data, physical interactions, getting them to work together as like one unified piece.
Okay, so multiple media types cooperating.
Exactly. Think of it like a big collaboration where every element can potentially influence the others. And a sequencer, well, in this context, it's basically a tool for arranging events over time. Much like, say, a musical score lays out notes and timing, OssiScore lets you arrange actions, effects, and responses across all these different media types.
Yeah.
So its main purpose is really to help you create these truly interactive shows or installations. It does this by sequencing, organizing, essentially data from a huge range of sources. We're talking OSC, MIDI, DMX signals, sound files, video streams, and it routes that data between different software applications and hardware devices.
Right.
And the free and open source part, that's also super important. It means anyone can access it, which removes a huge barrier, right?
Definitely.
And the community can actually help it evolve. Plus, it's incredibly compatible, runs on desktops, mobiles, web browsers, even tiny machines like the Raspberry Pi 02.
Mm.
So it's flexible for all sorts of project sizes.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right, it's not just about playing back something you recorded earlier. It's more like a central brain, maybe. A conductor for a whole multi-sensory performance or installation that lets you bring together almost anything, digital or physical.
You've nailed it. That's the core idea.
And the fact that it's open source and runs everywhere, that really democratizes access to this kind of advanced interactive stuff, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That feels like a big shift from, traditional creative software, maybe.
It really is. It's designed to be that central hub, making it much, much easier to manage what would otherwise be incredibly complex interactions between separate systems. It lets creators focus more on the artistic vision, rather than getting totally bogged down in the individual technical hurdles.
Right. Okay, here's where, for me, it starts to get really interesting. Maybe even a bit mind-bending when you think about the possibilities. Our sources list this just impressive array of things OssiScore can sequence and connect with. It's clearly way more than just a fancy media player. What are we actually talking about here? What are its full capabilities for, bringing these interactive ideas to life?
Yeah, it goes way beyond simple playback. Although I should say it handles audio and video playback really well, supports most audio formats, multi-channel for immersive sound, and high-performance video like H.264 and 8APP, which is vital for smooth visuals. But its real strength, that lies in its massive connectivity. It's built to be the control center for a huge network. Think of it like this. It speaks loads of different digital languages. It can send and receive signals using OSC Open Sound Control. That's a modern protocol used a lot in music and media for really flexible high-res control.
Uh-huh.
Then there's MIDI, the classic standard for instruments and DAWs, and DMX, which is the main protocol for controlling stage lighting and effects. So right there, you've got sound, music, and light covered.
Right, the core performance elements.
Exactly. But then it keeps going. It can talk over HTTP, the web protocol, so it can trigger web services or interact with web-enabled devices. It can use a serial port to talk to things like Arduinos, opening up Tustom Electronics.
Oh, interesting.
And for the whole Internet of Things world, it handles lightweight protocols like CoAP and MQTT. So you could integrate smart home devices or custom IoT sensors into your piece. You can even connect to Bluetooth low energy BLE sensors, like the ones in wearables or small portable gadgets.
Wow, okay. That's a lot of connection types.
It is. And this broad support means you can integrate common input devices easily, joysticks, Nintendo Wiimotes for user control, and even advanced gestural controllers like Leap Motion, which tracks your hand and finger movements in 3D space.
Leap Motion, yeah, I've seen that.
And for visuals, it integrates smoothly with tools like Spout, Siphon, and NDI. These are key for sharing video in real time between different apps on a computer or across a network.
So you can manipulate visuals live.
Precisely. Allows for really dynamic visual effects. It also supports SHMDATA and Sesh4 Alt for shared memory video. And get this. For people working with big data sets, it can even sonify or visualize info from CSV files or HDF5 files. That's HDF5, the hierarchical data format used for massive, complex data sets.
Sonify data. That's wild.
Yeah. And what's really powerful for interactive shows are what the sources call its advanced interaction facilities. Mm. You can set up conditions, trigger parts of your score based on external input sensors, audience actions, hardware controls. You can even visually create branching scores. So the whole performance path can change dynamically based on these conditions. It allows for truly nonlinear, responsive experiences.
Wow. Okay, seriously. Just imagine the creative possibilities there. I mean, you could have, say, a dancer's specific movement picked up by a Leap Motion.
Mm-hmm.
And that movement could instantly trigger a unique sound effect and simultaneously change the stage lights via DMX.
Right.
And maybe even kick off some complex visual projection using NDI, all orchestrated perfectly within OSCEascore. The sheer breadth of technologies it pulls together into one system is, well, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out most to you about how it manages to connect all these seemingly separate things? It sounds like it genuinely removes huge technical roadblocks for artists.
Well, what really jumps out isn't just the number of protocols, it's the depth of the integration. It's not just a surface-level connection. It seems to allow really fine-grained control over each system. This creates this unified ecosystem where all these different digital and physical elements can not only talk to each other, but actually influence each other in really complex ways. It genuinely empowers artists, I think, to think beyond traditional media boxes and create experiences where technology feels like an invisible extension of their artistic idea.
Okay, building on that idea of empowerment, the sources mentioned quite a bit that OSCEascore is scriptable and open software. Now, for someone listening, maybe an artist who isn't necessarily, you know, a hardcore programmer, what does that openness really mean for them? Does scriptable imply you need to be a coding wizard to do anything cool? Or is there a gentler path for people just starting out?
That's a really crucial point, and it's actually surprisingly accessible. The whole scriptable thing doesn't mean you have to be a pro coder right from the start. That's a common worry. OSCEascore seems designed with multiple layers of interaction, so you can kind of choose your own level of complexity as you learn and grow.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, for instance, for really quick control or dynamic mappings, you can literally write simple math expressions directly in the score.
Hmm.
This lets you link, say, a sensor input straight to an output, like a knob making a light brighter, just using basic arithmetic. No complex coding needed for that.
Ah, okay. That sounds manageable.
Yeah. Then, as you get more comfortable, you can start to live code with JavaScript directly in the score, which is fantastic for creating more advanced logic or custom behaviors right inside the OSCE environment. And for audio folks, you can create blazing fast audio processors with Faust, which is this powerful language specifically for high performance sound stuff. And then, yeah, if you are a seasoned programmer, the options there to extend any part of the software through the C++ API. So you can build custom features or integrate new hardware at the deepest level.
So it scales with you.
Exactly. This layered approach means you don't hit a wall as your ideas get bigger. It scales with your skills. And beyond its internal scripting, it plays really nicely with popular creative coding environments. Many artists already use things like MaximSP, Pure Data, Open Frameworks, Processing, AZSL Viewer.
Right, the usual suspects.
Yeah. You can connect using standard OSC or the more advanced OSC query for dynamic discovery, or even integrate its core library, Libasia, directly. This means you can leverage projects or tools you already know from those environments and just weave them into your OSIUS Score project seamlessly.
That's smart.
And one more really powerful thing, it offers this flexible, mixed modular and timeline workflow. You can actually switch between timeline and nodal view at any point.
Oh, there's a difference there.
Well, the timeline view is great for linear sequences, arranging a song, fixed video playback, that kind of thing. But the nodal view lets you create state machine-like scores for atemporal scenarios, which basically means your interactive piece doesn't have to follow a strict straight line. It can react, branch off, loop, jump around based on conditions, making really dynamic, non-linear interactive projects not just possible, but actually quite intuitive to build.
Okay.
That flexibility is key. It allows for both simple controlled sequences and those highly complex, maybe unpredictable, reactive systems.
So, summing that up for the creator then.
Right.
It sounds like whether you just want to control a couple of devices with fairly simple rules, mm-hmm. or you're aiming to build a super complex reactive system that responds in really subtle ways, OSIUS Score kind of adapts to what you need and what your skill level is. It sounds like a tool that genuinely grows with you from just messing around initially to creating really sophisticated work. That layered scripting access seems particularly clever. Welcomes beginners without holding back advanced users.
Exactly right. It's designed, I think, to be a tool that doesn't just enable, but really empowers a journey of discovery. You can start small, get comfortable, and then gradually unlock deeper levels of control and complexity
yeah.
as your projects and your understanding evolve naturally.
Right. We've talked about these incredible features, you know, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this actually translate into real art, real performances, real interactive experiences out there in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe give us a little glimpse into what artists and creators are actually doing with OSIUS Score right now? What sort of practical applications show off its power?
Yeah, absolutely. If we try and connect this to the bigger picture, OSIUS Score is definitely being used to push the boundaries of what's possible in interactive art. It really empowers artists to create these unique, immersive experiences that kind of blur the lines between the performer, the audience, and the environment itself. The gallery section in the sources offers some really compelling examples, although, you know, you often need to experience these things firsthand to really get the full impact.
Sure.
But for instance, you might see a project like Recapture. Now, that's not just a static display. Imagine an installation where OSIUS Score is analyzing real-time input. Maybe it's the subtle movements of people in the audience or changes in the environment like light or sound levels.
Okay.
OSIUS Score then translates these inputs into, say, a generative soundscape that's constantly evolving and reacting and simultaneously influencing a complex visual projection. It's about making the artwork feel like a living, breathing thing that responds to its surroundings. Creates a really dynamic, often unpredictable experience for whoever is there.
A living artwork.
Yeah. Or another example might be something like Carousel Musical. This seems to demonstrate its use in really sophisticated musical and visual installations where lots of elements need precise synchronization and triggering. So here, OSIUS Score isn't just managing multi-channel audio and high-res video playback. It's also choreographing complex lighting cues via DMX, maybe integrating physical elements that move or react in real time. It allows for, as the source puts it, precise and flexible scripting of interactive scenarios, turning what might be a passive viewing or listening thing into an active, responsive environment. It's really about creating pieces where the audience isn't just watching. They become an integral part of the performance itself. Their presence influences it.
Yeah, that feels like the aha moment for me. It's not just about producing a show. It's more about designing a responsive world, where the digital stuff becomes a true partner in the creative expression, reacting to input, not just playing back pre-made content. You're not just watching. You often become an active participant. The artwork itself feels alive.
Absolutely. It transforms passive consumption into active, dynamic participation.
It really changes the relationship.
And this brings up an important point, I think. OSIUS Score isn't just a piece of software. It's really positioned as an ecosystem for interactive art. It offers this incredible flexibility and control across a huge diversity of technologies. And crucially, it's free and open source. It basically provides the tools to script the behavior of an entire environment.
So thinking ahead,
What if the next big wave of artistic expression isn't just about creating static things, but about designing these truly responsive worlds, where technology becomes almost an extension of our senses, our intentions? How might you, listening right now, use a powerful, open tool like a CISA score to bring an idea, maybe a concept, or even just a simple interaction to life? The possibilities, when you have this kind of control, they really do feel limitless. If this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and maybe you're ready to explore this exciting world of interactive arts yourself, you can find more information, those quick download links, and a really vibrant community ready to help you out on osea.io. They also have an active forum and a Discord channel, which are great places to connect. And one last time, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive and enabling the hosting of innovative software like Osea Score, really supporting digital transformation. Visit www.safeserver.de for more info.